Proclamation number 0402 of 6th of May, 1938. Dangers of the world. False luster. You must strengthen yourselves with the power that flows to you from the Word of God, and so the law tells you that no one makes an effort to lead a life pleasing to God who continues to turn his thoughts to the worldly, because the soul can never find its creator where far more interest is devoted to the temporal life. In such spiritual poverty, the spark of the knowledge of God is certainly not hidden. Man seeks to win from the earth everything conceivably possible, but no thought, however quietly longing, turns to the eternal Creator. Anyone knowing the dangers of the current earth certainly foresee no good end. And so one day after the other passes by and brings no ascent to the human soul. A long life passed by without any consideration towards the divine, and is poor in divine grace and edification, because where the heart does not ask for it, there it must be in need and thus loses infinite help and support. But the world with its false luster blinds such a poor heart, and the more such a man longs for it, the more abundantly it will be fulfilled, because the world pays its tribute to him who only longs for it. So most do not recognize their purpose in life because the veil of ignorance is permanently before their spiritual eyes, and what now such a soul creates or does not create for eternity, is unspeakably sad. Thoughts of God indeed forces itself upon them at times, but then it is always only a mechanical merging in religion they are taught. They inside, however, knows little of it, and they do not try to establish a deep internal connection with the Heavenly Father at all, because any spiritual compulsion is unpleasant for them, and they're still so far removed from a full recognition. Thus such a soul anxiously avoids the opportunity that could give it enlightenment, and prefers to cling desperately to the dead teaching rather than to give life to this teaching with a warm heart and bring itself into a state in which the spirit dominates the body and the whole fullness of divine grace would make the way upwards so easy for them. Remember these poor souls fervently in prayer, so that the light of knowledge may be kindled for them still on earth and they may not have to struggle unspeakably in the world beyond. Amen.